Welcome to Planet Business, the bullshit free zone.
It says we're live.
It says we're live.
I never
in theory.
Out. How do you, can you check on there and see when we actually are?
I am watching. In theory, we may be live on Facebook right now. Let us know if you can see us, hear us. I am waiting for my Facebook page to update.
All right.
It says we plan to go live.
It says we plan to.
Yeah,
well, I hit live. So if we're not live right now, if we're not live right now, they're lying to me.
I am refreshing to see. Hopefully we are actually live.
Okay, this is always weird, the awkward moment. Let's tell a few jokes.
Oh, no.
We're working on our comedy.
We have been, that is true. We have been working on our comedy.
Yeah, so let's tell a few jokes.
All right, you go first.
Come on, dude. Obviously, I was setting you up to go first to put you on the fly.
Of course you were putting me on the spot. Welcome to the Planet Business Show.
We
are just goofing off for a minute here while we make sure technology is working and that we are streaming live. So say hello in a comment and let us know if we are live.
Wow, way to escape that.
And help me escape telling a joke.
One of the best things about being short?
One of the best things about being... I tend to focus... That's interesting.
What?
Well, I am really good at hide and seek.
You're really good at hide and seek?
I am good at hide and seek, yes, because I fit in weird places.
I'm terrible at hide and seek because I don't fit anywhere.
I would imagine. We need to play hide and seek. I think I just discovered the game I could win because I don't win the PlayStation games.
My feet stick out of places. My body don't fit no place. It's wonderful.
Oh, yeah. You know, the on the... flip side of that, one of the challenging things about being short is no matter how mad I get, everybody just thinks I look cute.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, that's a
that's
thing.
That's totally true. And when you get mad, it's like, oh, how cute.
All right, we are live. People can see us.
All right, cool.
Apparently.
Thank goodness.
Oh, hi, Mom.
Hi, Mom.
Okay. I think we are good then. All right. Well, we should probably dive in and actually
get started.
Let's
dive right in. Let's dive in.
All right. And if Facebook will cooperate, we'll actually be able to interact with you guys because we are actually live right now.
Yeah, we're not undead live. We're live.
Well, and there's, you know, this isn't pre-recorded. We are live and unscripted, and
I'm a little nervous about that part.
All right. What we want to talk to you guys about today and give you some actionable strategies for is how to increase conversion rates on any of your sales pages, any of your offers with social proof. And, you know, that's something that every time they do a study of it, the stats are it increases your conversions by crazy amounts. But we all know that. We don't need to tell you that.
Well, no, but let me tell them a story. Can
okay.
I tell them a story? Because this isn't going to be in your slides.
Okay.
So one time I made a bet with a client, a friend and a client of mine. Because he had a big, long, giant sales page. You know, it was like, if it was pages inside of a book, it would probably have been like, you know, 12 or 13 pages of sales.
Those sales pages are crazy, yeah.
And I was like, dude, because I was working on social proof with him, like taking video of his people who were getting results with his thing. And he had like a video tool is what he actually had. And I was like, dude, I bet you just putting a video up, nothing else on the page with a buy button would convert better than all of that text and all that stuff and trying all this split test and everything. So we put the sales page or the video up, which I actually call it the half page sales funnel now.
Yeah.
But like all it is just a video with a buy button. All right. And it's just people telling stories about the results that they're getting, you know? So at the end of the day, that thing out-converted the other one by like 25%. And we tried split testing a bunch of stuff against it.
That's awesome.
I was guessing at the time, but the thing was it does come down to the powerfulness of the testimonials. But like, honestly, there was nothing else on there other than the video started with him going, okay, so right now I'd like you to hear from some people. I could rag all day about, you know, like how great this thing works. But how about if you just hear from some people who have used it, right? And then it was like maybe 20 people, you know, cutting back and forth between the 20 people in the video. And then it was like, it was just them telling their story of transformation. Now, that's an important thing is actually doing it right. Okay. Because
yes.
You really, you don't, sometimes people get testimonials and they're just like, hey, so-and-so is great.
This
you should work
is
with
awesome.
Them.
Awesome. Yeah.
Yeah. And that's not what people need to hear. They need to hear before I started using this tool, I was really trying to get results online. Mm-hmm. And it could be a diet thing or it could be a relationship thing or it doesn't really matter what it is. But before I started using thing X, this is how my life was, right?
Right. Well, and when you think about it, like, that's what actually gets us to try something out.
Right.
Like, I remember.
Into this, there's some rock stars in there, and there were a couple oddballs in there, but most of them were what I call average Joes. They were just like regular people, where the person sees people just like them, or who remind them of them, or their brothers, their sisters, their cousins, their friends, and they're like, wow, if they're getting these results, and it doesn't seem like actors. That was the other thing. It was very roughly shot and everything, and that thing way out converted. And so that thing way out converted the big long, put all this energy into it, the overproduced thing, every other thing, it out converted.
Yep. That's one of the things that got me too, was I could tell the photos were literally people taking selfies in their messy bathrooms. Like, these were not staged photos with the, like, you know, nice white backdrop in a studio.
That's
These were legit just regular people.
Yeah.
And that connected with me differently.
Yeah. That's why I say that half page funnel is one of the most, there's some beats to it, which I know you have covered in here, like what you have to do to make them feel real. And so that people get that they're real. But like, the one thing that's missing from almost everybody I coach, their sales process, and that really kicks their entire business into gear. Nobody ever believes me when I say this until they do it, is simply social proof, especially on video, on video. Written and photos and stuff, they work too. But like, really, somebody talking genuine from the heart, That's what does it. So that's the story.
I think it's because we can tell it's real. Do we have an error happening on our... We may or may not be live still. Are we good?
It says we're live.
Okay, cool. All right. Well, we want to dive in, and we're going to talk about sales proof, social proof, how you gather it, who to ask, what to do if you're new or you don't know what to ask. We're going to give you some questions that will help you ask the right things so that you're getting those stories, like Marsh said, of transformation, because we've all seen and given and received testimonials that are just like, hey, you're awesome. You're great to work with. Everybody should work with you.
Yeah.
And that's not really that helpful when somebody is trying to make a buy-in decision.
No, they're not their opposite of helpful.
Yes.
And you're going to say it nicely, and I'm telling you, if you're getting those kind of testimonials, you're actually defeating.
Help. Yeah.
They don't just help, they unhelp.
Yeah.
Because it's like, I don't care if this person likes this person or not. It's probably their friend. It's probably, you know, that kind of a thing.
We question that. Yeah. Well, right. And the thing that's interesting is, I mean, I've got clients who, they do things that are fairly, let's say, less well-known or less typical, right?
Yeah.
Some of the services they provide. And it can be difficult to explain. If you have a service or provide something that is difficult to explain, the people who can actually sell it for you and explain what it is you did are your clients and customers. And if you let them tell the story of why they worked with you, of what they got out of it, they're going to sell better than you ever could.
That's the other part of the story that I usually don't tell, but since you're saying it, I'm going to say it. After we had all those testimonials, because it was my team's job to actually capture the testimonials, the sales letter that we were split testing, the main thing that we were split testing against, he ended up adding in the stuff that people were saying about what they liked about it, their actual experience about it, and how they were using it and how they were getting the results. And that ended up getting added into the sales letter. So the sales letter itself even converted better.
Well, it's fascinating, because when you start actually talking to your clients and customers, and we'll also give you some strategies for if you're new and you don't have a lot of people to talk to yet, what you can do. When you start talking to them, what you find out is that the things you think are most valuable about your product or service or tool are not the things that your audience actually finds the most valuable. Like, they will express it in a totally different way than you would expect.
Right. Let's go through this slide.
Yes. So the other part that I love is this approach allows you to generate sales without having to sell yourself.
Yeah.
So if you are uncomfortable with the sales process, anybody else, this is such a great way.
Most people aren't.
Most people aren't. Most people are okay with sales. That's great. This will make your sales work even better. But for those of us who are, this works. And we're also going to talk about how to use this along with a referral program so that you can have clients coming to you even in times that are kind of weird, like right now, where you might not feel as comfortable with sales.
Yeah, and that's the other thing. And actually, I'm going to test this theory out again, so I'll be reporting back to the people that may or may not be listening.
Wait, do we get to make a bet?
No,
there's no bet.
But the idea is right now, it's a lot of people don't feel good about selling right now, especially bragging about themselves. Yeah. But hardly anybody would feel bad about having some other people say, this person's great because of XYZ. Here's what it did for me, blah, blah, blah. And then there's just buy button on the page. You know, and back then you couldn't make the buy buttons appear and disappear the way you can now and all the fancy Kartra and ClickFunnels and so forth.
Yeah, there's so much you can do with that. And that is true. It.
Some of it's stuff you don't even have to do because some of the things we're going to show you do it automatically for you, where you could just like click a button and then it sends out to people automatically and then it follows up with people automatically and so forth.
We seem to be buffering. We're getting some comments. Andrew, Sandy, thank you for letting us know. Hey, we've got people from all over the country. Well, all over the world, actually. We've got people from Europe on and the U.S. Yeah. We tried to pick a time that was good.
See, now I feel like we should have started with some theme music, like, you know. Music. The final countdown or something. That was a band called Europe, just to connect the jokes for you. And the song was called Final
I didn't
Countdown.
Get that.
So it was probably before you were born.
Well, I've heard the song. Yeah. I just didn't know it was by a group called Europe.
Yeah, I'm sorry that you don't know that because you're not old like me.
I have no response to that. All right. And if you guys have questions, again, we are live, as you can tell. So feel free to put them in the comments and we will answer them as we go through and chat with you guys. That would be fun.
Yep, stir.
Yes. All right. So we want to start with the three types of effective social proof. And then we're going to talk about three different types of people to collect social proof from.
Mm-hmm.
But I want to start with this because very often, especially if you're new, if you have a product or service that's new, maybe you haven't had that many clients yet, you might not be sure what you can do to get social proof. And social proof isn't just, I hired Marge's company, he did an amazing job, so he's going to ask me for a testimonial. No. There are other ways to use proof from people, from, you know, the world around you for what you offer. So the first one is the obvious one, right? Your product or service. You get testimonials for exactly what it is that you're offering from clients or customers.
Right.
That's the one we're all familiar with.
And that could be written, video, or audio.
Yes.
Okay.
I have not figured out how to put a video on a slide and play it because I'm technically challenged. So I have examples that are written here. But that's where to start. The second one is testimonials for you as a person. And I'm going to give you some examples of how you can get these, but you can get testimonials from people who maybe they haven't been a client, but they can attest to, hey, you are always on time. You always show up. You do what you say you're going to do. You're an expert in subject matter X.
Which is what you want to have, I guess, before you actually maybe get going too mm-hmm. far into your business. People always ask, well, I don't have any social proof. It's like, yes, you do. Do you know anybody who knows what you're capable of?
Yes.
And that's what this is.
Yes. Okay. I've seen people who are new starting out in business get fantastic social proof from either a former boss, a former coworker, a professor in school, somebody that can just say, which you probably have reference letters that you can excerpt out testimonials mm-hmm. from if you're new in the business world and looking for ideas. This one's actually one I grabbed off a YouTube video. So that's the other thing is, remember, people have already probably left you social proof on YouTube, on Facebook, on LinkedIn, endorsements, things that you can grab and use as social proof that you might not be realizing.
Yeah.
So, all right. Next thing is your big idea or concept, and this is one we overlook. Let's see. What's a good example we can use for this? What's something that you offer?
You talking about products?
Anything. product services?
My live cat, my webcasting services.
Webcasting services. Okay.
Live micro launches.
Live micro. If you were brand new and had no clients, no testimonials, mm-hmm. we could go to the big idea or concept that streaming live video online is one of the best ways to connect with your audience, grow your list, and make sales. We could prove the concept or big idea by looking for statistics or case studies of that. Right. So even if you don't have, which you have plenty of clients we could go to for testimonials on that, but we could find plenty of statistics where people have talked about, hey, when I started streaming live, my sales went up by X.
Yeah.
Right. And so it doesn't have to be necessarily your specific team, product, service. It can be the concept or big idea that you're teaching.
Right.
You know, if you're brand new in coaching and you don't have testimonials yet, there are plenty of people out there who have said, getting life coaching changed my life and helped me achieve my goals. Mm-hmm. As long as you are honest that this is not a testimonial specific to you, this is about the concept, you can use things like that to show people, hey, this idea works.
Yep.
So that's the other thing. All right, so those are three different types. And then there's three types of people to look for. And this is something you've got to take this one here.
Yep. I don't know what order they go in. Yeah. Okay. So you got, there's three, and I don't know what order she's going to go in. I'm just going to walk through them.
Okay.
You can follow
the stars, oddballs.
This is an important thing. Okay. And so this is the part you want to write down, because of all the things that my team Launchman and I have done to like break records over and over and over and to continue getting clients and not have to worry about stuff like quarantine and riots and all these things we got going on around us. The single biggest thing that we actually do is know how to collect social proof mm-hmm. for our clients. Now, you might be a fitness person, or you might offer some sort of a, you know, a physical product widget, or be some other kind of, you know, like business coach, life coach. That's immaterial. You don't need to have the type of testimonials that I have, but the sort of categories, this part's important. And this is the biggest thing that we do for our clients, which is understand how to collect and categorize and what the sort of ratio, the formula, the recipe is for how to combine social proof. So, and again, especially on video, although it doesn't have to be all video, because sometimes people only will give you an audio because they don't want to be on camera, or sometimes they'll write something or whatever, just depending upon the thing. Or the circumstance. But at the end of the day, video really is the most powerful version of social proof. So, yeah. The three types that I know of, and this part of her presentation is, or the slide she put together, is my formula, and it came from, I've worked with two of the world's top case study gurus, right? That were on my team. They went off to form their own companies, and I still love them. But like at the end of the day, they learned it from working with the Launchman, yeah. And those three are called rock stars. Kind of a thing. It's like, but most people are not going to get the rockstar results. And on top of that, if you load up your testimonial sort of like combination, the way you combine it with too many rockstars, it comes off as pretty unbelievable and unattainable.
Right. So, I would look at that and go, but I'm not at that level yet. I don't identify with these people. That's awesome. They got results.
Yeah.
But that doesn't feel like
a lot of people make that mistake. And yeah. So I'll tell you the exact ratio here that you should combine them in a second. Now, the next one is you got oddballs. Okay. Yes. Oddballs. Oddballs is next. You're always going to have, and surprisingly, this is the one that will usually sell it more than anything else. Yep. People don't really think about this, right? So an oddball is somebody who's not necessarily getting a spectacular result, but their story is just so strange and so memorable. And so anybody watching it has to go, yeah, if they can do it, I can do it. Okay. So an example of an oddball my team and I kind of came up with this term was a little girl. It was that same video product that I was telling mm-hmm. you about, that a little girl was using the video, tool that I was referencing earlier, that my client, that was their main offering. And she was selling hamster cages and making like, she was like 8 or 9 years old. She still had a tooth missing because her teeth were coming in and her teeth were coming in and she wasn't, you know, she was in between ages and everything. Still cute, but old enough and competent enough to kind of, have a little business. So she was selling homemade hamster cages, and the homemade hamster cages were generating her a few $100 a month. Right. And at the end of the day, that sold that product. That was the single biggest thing. Everybody remembered the little girl. And even probably right now, there might be one or two people who end up seeing this and go, dude, I remember that when you did that, right?
That's awesome.
And so that's an example of an oddball. Another example of an oddball is, I was talking to Perry Belcher. Perry Belcher is one of the founders of Digital Marketer. So I was hanging out with him and Roland Frazier at Roland's Country Club there in San Diego. And just talking business one time. And Perry and I got into a conversation about social proof and the different types of social proof. And I told him the oddball theory. And he goes, dude, you're the only one I've ever heard talk, separated out from, because most people focus on rock stars.
I hadn't heard anybody do that until you explained it.
Yeah. And so he goes, oh, man, the best one that I ever had, he said, sold it better than anything else. I don't remember what he was selling, but it was probably something to do with make money online, too, because that's what he does. But he goes, there was this guy who was like a mentally handicapped guy. He wasn't very smart at all. And you could tell, I think he actually had Down syndrome, this guy. And so, but this guy was excited and he was making money doing what Perry was showing. You know, like how to, I think back then it was maybe how to do Twitter or how to do something, something. And this guy, he was in, I guess probably in his mid-20s based on Perry's explanation of him, was making like six figures doing the stuff that Perry was telling him. Wow. So all the other people who were like, oh, but when I can't do this because, you know, I'm not tech savvy. I'm not this, that, and the other. And you got this guy, Down syndrome guy, who's like literally making six figures.
Yeah, that's one of those. Anybody sees that and goes, okay, if they can make it work, I don't have an excuse. I can make this work for me.
And I had to admit, Perry, funny thing is Perry had actually had like a picture of this guy in his phone. He's like, look, this guy right here. And the dude was just super, I think it was a video actually. This guy, he was super positive, super motivated dude. And so he that was how much it meant to Perry because that's one of the things we connected on was talking about oddballs. And the last one is average Joes, okay? Mm-hmm. Average Joes is the main thing that, the main sort of like ratio that you want your social proof to be composed of. This is, again, regular people getting regular achievable results who look regular and they look like Michelle said, they're in their bathroom taking the pictures.
Those are the people that most of us identify with.
Just driving in their car. Yep. They're not sitting in a studio.
Somebody
they're not
like me.
Yeah. So the ratio, to give you the ratio, and I don't think you have the ratios in here. Do you have the ratios?
Don't, okay. But I can ask.
The ratios are pretty important. Okay. I found, and I've tried this all different ways, and because I've done so many campaigns, I know what the ratio actually is. Like if you have more than 10 to 20% rockstar, but basically 15% or so rockstar. So if you have 10 testimonials, one or two of them should be rockstars.
Okay.
If you have 10 testimonials, one, maybe two should be oddballs because you don't want too many oddballs because you actually want the one oddball to kind of stand out. And then, so it's basically 10% oddballs, 20% rockstars, and 70% average Joe, all right? Or average Josephine, depending upon your, how you want to go off of it. But yeah, that's important. And so that ratio is really important because if you go off, I've tried it. Like I tried having a bunch of oddballs in there because I was like, well, if this is what's going to sell it, then this is what, and it just gets weird. It seems goofy. It's like, okay.
You got too many of those.
You got an amputee doing it, and you got a guy who doesn't speak English doing it, and you got a lady, a sight impaired lady. There's just too many things, okay? It's just too many things, whatever those things are. So that doesn't work. And then also, like I said earlier, if you stack the rock stars in there too much, people just do not relate to it anymore. So mostly you want to focus on average Joe testimony.
know, where was the person before they worked with you? What did they do while they worked with you? Like, how did they implement? What did they do? And then what did the results that came from working with
the,
you?
The result, it's what you're really looking for, just so you know, is you can ask, I have a, if I'm doing a full production of capturing case studies for somebody and finding out the entire sort of story for each social proof participant, I have 10 questions, but you don't really need to ask 10 questions. And like in Proof Factory, one of our tools, it's basically set up to ask 3 questions. All right. The most important one is, you know, what's your biggest takeaway from thing X or person X, right? What's the single biggest benefit of working with person X or owning product Y, et cetera. So, so I always ask that one first in case they don't ask the other, in case they don't answer the other couple on an automated tool. Right. But what I really am trying to do that works to actually capture the story of transformation is I'm trying to get them to talk about where they were at, where they're at now, and what their biggest takeaway was. And generally also give a call to action for the person. So make sure you work with Michelle or make sure you work with the launch mentor or whatever the questions I ask. Go ahead.
And as part of that takeaway, you really want people to say more than, you know, this worked, I got this result. You want them to talk about why that mattered. Why did that result make a difference to them? What did it change in their life? So they can what? Like if you're looking at weight loss, why did it matter to me that, you know, to go back to the earlier example that I got on Beachbody, I started using Shakeology and I lost weight. Yeah, I lost weight. I lost X number of pounds. That's the result. But why did that matter? Because I wanted to be able to keep up with my kids. I wanted to be able to, you know, go outside, play with them, have family time, like do things that created experiences and positive memories for them. So there's always a bigger thing that whatever it is you do enables your clients to do. Right. And if you can figure out what that is and get them to say that in a testimonial, then you've got something really powerful that everybody else will connect with.
Yeah, and so this really does come down to your mechanism for capturing the proof, especially if it's video social proof. If you're going to send hey, would you mind recording me a video? Mm-hmm. And that you're not using an automated tool that will actually ask them separate questions and then cut them together like the thing that we have, Proof Factory, the thing that we have. You want to actually say, can you do me a favor and tell me what your biggest takeaway was and why it mattered to you and what life was like before, all right? You actually want to say that so that they're answering from that standpoint, right? And even if you're just standing there like you're at an event or something with somebody or you're meeting up with them somewhere, somebody, you know, as a client, you're meeting them at the office or whatever you're doing, or even if you're on Zoom or whatever, you definitely want to ask them the question in that way, right? Which is to make sure that it captures the story of transformation, right? Yeah. So, but the real pattern basically goes, who are you? What do you do? Okay. Because a lot of times to really make the full avatar connection with somebody for them to go, oh, he's a dentist just like me. Oh, she's a stay-at-home mom just like me, whatever it is. You want them to say, hey, my name's Becky. I'm a stay-at-home mom. And so who are you? What do you do? Number one. Number two, what was life like before working with so-and-so or using such-and-such? Number three, what's life like now, right? So in other words, what's life like since you started working with so-and-so?
What's the transformation? The result?
Yep. Yeah. And then four, what's your single biggest takeaway? If you're in a situation where you can ask all those questions, and then the fourth one would be, why did it matter? You know, why does that matter so much? But sometimes that'll be built into the before and after, and you might get that without ever asking that question. But you at least want to ask them the three, which is, you know, what was life like before? What's life like now? What's your single biggest takeaway? Usually if you just ask those three questions, you'll get 90% of the time, you'll get a pretty solid testimonial.
Yeah, absolutely. And I just put those in the comments below this video for you guys. So you can grab those, all of the questions that Marsh just kind of rattled off. And then we've got a couple more questions that we can give you, some examples that I also put in the comments of if you're doing a longer, maybe you're in person with somebody and you're asking them questions or on Zoom. And I do want to say in a minute, we're going to tell you guys how you can get access to Proof Factory. Yes, there is a pitch, a call to action, access to Proof Factory to use this for your testimonial process. We also have some really good questions that are coming in that I want to make sure we address. But real quick, some of the things that you can ask as well that I found are really helpful when you're talking to people who are clients or customers. How did you find me? Why did you choose to work with me?
Right.
When you put this into an automated system, whether you're having people go through a video process or anything else, remember not to say me. Put your actual name or your business name in there because you want them to say your name or your business name.
That's important. Like even me, like if you go, my site is marsthemarketer.com. If after that we get done with this, if you want to check it out, there's some good examples there. But I don't care if it's Tony Robbins is giving me a testimonial about Procter, Jack Canfield. Everybody in my video. No, that's true.
I know.
Like when I started working with them, nobody
knew.
So I gave up on me trying to hold the ratio that I'm telling you guys about. But like, at the end of the day, if you go there, you can kind of see they're saying my name. They're saying, "Man, before I worked with him, I thought this was gonna be way tougher, and now I know this is super easy." The other one is livemicrolaunch.com. There's a pretty good testimony right on there. But they're specifically saying my name and livemicrolaunch.com or the live microlaunch as part of the stuff that they're saying.
Okay. A couple other questions. I just want to give you guys some ideas of what you can say, what you can ask. Before you worked with, and again, insert your name or your business name, don't say me. What was your biggest concern? Why did you decide to go for it despite that? Mm-hmm. That's a really good question to ask, because when you have testimonials that say, you know, I wasn't sure about this before I signed up for it, but I decided to do it anyway because... When I hear that, I'm like, oh, that's my reason that I'm thinking about. Maybe I should decide
that's
to go for
the objection
it too.
Overcome. In my 10 questions, and we don't have this anywhere, so maybe let's just drop a link after we get done. But my 10 questions, it might be 12, but it's like I think it's 10. That's in there because you're asking them. Did you already?
I swiped them.
Okay. All right. Okay.
That was the inspiration for these questions. Another one, how has working with me or my company changed your business? If someone called and asked you, why should we try your company name here? What advice would you give them?
Yeah.
Have your current clients tell you why,
someone
else should talk about that.
I was wondering why.
Why they sounded familiar.
Well, I'm like, she's covering every single beat here. Usually when I'm sitting there with somebody talking about social proof stuff, it's like, they didn't think about the objection overcome question, because that's the thing that after a while took me. I want the social proof itself without the my client having to pitch it all, other than there being a buy button on the page to sell it for you. Okay. I want your stuff sold for you by other people talking about you, because like that's the most beautiful way to sell anything, is to have other people say, here's why you should do it. Because it's so much more powerful than, hey, I'm so-and-so. Here's all the reasons why I'm an authority. Hey, here's my pattern interrupt. Oh, look at my pattern interrupt.
Somebody else says it for you.
You don't need to do any of that. If there's just some genuine people saying, this is why this is amazing. That's why this is such an important, powerful concept.
All right, so just four more, just to give you some ideas again. What was the exact problem you hired me or my company to
really
solve?
Steal, but you stole my
question. How did my company or me help solve that problem? What unexpected results did you get from working with me or my company? That one will get you some interesting responses.
Wow.
And then what one word best describes working with me?
That's good, because then when you clip it together, you just... You have them say amazing, awesome, or, you know, like ingenious or cutting edge or whatever the thing is that most of them are saying. Because they'll all say the same thing. For me, what they say, for me and Launchman, what they say is, has some stuff to do, what's the question?
Sorry. Sandy wants to know where she can get a Planet Business mug. She likes your mug. I have one too. You just can't, wait, can I? I don't know which camera it's on. It's on the slides at the moment.
Let's just send Sandy a Planet Business mug.
Okay, Sandy, we'll send you a mug.
Bill me for it, and I will send it to Sandy because, hey, let's cheers since we got a mug.
We will have to put this on our website for you guys if you would like a Planet Business mug. They are the large size mugs.
No, but I
want to
send Sandy one.
We can do
just
that.
Make sure we send her one just as a gift.
They're the large size mugs that hold extra coffee for anyone who's
Water if you're me and you don't drink the cafe.
Anyway, sorry about that. Ellen says, why did you decide to go for it anyway? Good to swipe that. Yes, swipe that idea. And real quick, I want to answer a question that Ellen asked a second ago. Mm-hmm. How do we define rock stars? She said she doesn't have any celebrity clients unless you want a session. but like that's actually a great question, because when we think of the word rock star, sometimes we think it's got to be, you know, somebody who everybody knows. And yeah, that's awesome if we have that. Yeah. But if you don't, it's just whoever has the most like amazing results. Because we all have those clients who were like, even though we know we're good at what we do, we're like, how the heck? They got amazing results. Like, that's better than I expected.
Yeah, that's a rock star. They're anybody who's gotten an aspirational result versus a realistic, attainable kind of result, that's what you're actually looking for. That's all
it's
a rock star
big means. Results. It's the things that not everybody's going to get that result because they were a rock star at, you know, sometimes we have those people who just like, they implemented like crazy. They followed everything we told them to do. And most clients don't necessarily follow everything we tell them to do, but you have those clients once in a while who you're like, okay, this is my best case study. That's your rock star.
Yeah. Yeah. This, it doesn't have to be anybody famous. A lot of times those people will end up famous. They can end up famous, especially if it's like, it depends on what industry you're in. Like, let's say you're a carpet cleaner, you know, let's be honest. The rock star would be the person who, when they show the carpet, before, you know, it's like literally there were 5 Great Danes living there and, you know, 17 small children who didn't wear diapers.
Oh my.
And a spaghetti chef who only ate spaghetti and spilled spaghetti all over the place. And the carpet just literally looks like, you know, an abstract painting.
I am glad I don't live in your imagination.
That's why I don't have carpet. Right there. But that's the point. That would be a rock star result. Yeah. Like, and it's a big giant company and they, you know, so it's not really like a famous person because not every industry is going to have famous people.
I thought that was a really good question and opportunity for us to clarify that one. And then the other thing that I think we should talk about, because we've had several people comment in the comments about this, is how do you reach out to people and ask for these, especially if it's somebody you haven't been in touch with in a while? Of our heads here, what would you say if you were reaching out to somebody who you had just worked with, like a current client, current customer? Because I know you do this at the end of projects.
I do it right at the end.
What do you say?
While in the middle of, holy crap, look how much money I just made, or look how many people we just had on.
That is however, a good time to ask.
However, sometimes I do go, oh, you know who I forgot to get a testimonial from is I.E. Pete Coyne over at Agora. Ooh. Agora Financial.
Oh, you didn't get a testimonial from him?
I just didn't think about it. It was a 24-hour broadcast.
Well, yeah, we were a little tired at the end of that project.
Yeah, and so I didn't actually. But I mean, like, so how I would do it, so let me just do exactly how I'm going to do it with Pete. Hey, Pete, what's up, bub? Real quick, I forgot to snag some feedback from you. This part's important because nobody asks for it the way that I'm getting ready to ask for it. And this is how you ask without saying, hey, can you say positive stuff about me? Okay. Which sounds really fake.
That just feels awkward.
Now, the way that I do it is I say, and I even do this like right as soon as I get done, I never say, hey, would you mind giving me a testimonial?
Yeah.
Okay. And what's interesting, so I got a little story for this too, was actually with Bob Proctor. So what I say is I say, hey, real quick, could you give me a little bit of feedback? Whatever you really liked about working with us, and also any place where we could improve, let me know where I could improve. Okay. Now you might be thinking, I don't want somebody to say something about where I could improve. That would be not good to have in my reel. First of all, you can edit that stuff out.
Yeah, you edit the videos that you get. Don't worry about
that.
No one's going to be upset with you for that.
But I never have to. Like, because when you say that, they don't want to see anything negative about you.
But even if they do, that can actually help. When I see social proof, if I go look at reviews on Amazon.
Leave it in sometimes.
I know. I've seen you do it.
Yeah.
When I, like, usually because they say there's nothing you could have done better. But when I look at reviews on Amazon and they'll say, you know, I gave it 5 stars. Here's what I love. There was this one little thing that could be improved or didn't work very well for
me. It seems honest and
genuine. It makes me feel like, oh, this person's being honest. Yeah. And that little thing's not a big deal.
Yeah.
So let me grab this.
So what I'll usually get for the people who do feel like James Malachek is my favorite when he goes, because I was like, I want you to tell me, like, you know, give me some feedback. And they go, testimonial. I'm like, no, I want feedback. Okay. I actually want you to say what you liked about working with the team, what you liked about working with me. And I also want, if there's anything we could do better, let me know. Mm-hmm. And I'll share it with the team, which I always do that. I always show the team, like, this is the thing that they said we could do. Like, we didn't have, you know, there was no beverages in the green room or whatever the thing was, right? Mm-hmm. But so James says, you know, I expected a steak. I expected a steak and caviar. And I mean, like, I got ham sandwiches, Mars. What's going on there? And I play that at the end of my, and this was like after a soliloquy of awesome review about, like, this guy knows more than anything. I teach people how to do, you know, persuasion and influence and selling and conversion techniques. Mm-hmm. I learned more from just working with this guy and his team than I had in the last 20 years of doing this, because we work with everybody. So I pick stuff up all the time. When you hear that from somebody like James Malachek, who everybody knows is like a super BA closer, you know, at the end of the day, it goes badass, Michelle.
Oh.
I know your mom's watching, so I'm trying not to say badass. Now I've said it twice, and I feel like an ass. Now I've said it 3 times. Thanks.
I didn't know that's what BA stood for. All right.
Did you give me that look when I'm trying to be Mormon about it? You know, you don't say the actual swear word. You make a replacement word. And if I have a lot of Latter-day Saint friends out there, they, you know, just realize I learned from you.
Them.
I haven't offended them. They're laughing. but anyway, that's really important. So I want to make sure you didn't miss it. I will go circle back around and say, hey, could you give me some feedback? Here's a link recorded at this video place here. Yeah. And I'll just make sure I say, I'm not looking for like a, you know, an endorse, like a, what's the word I'm looking for here? Like a fake. I forget how I phrase it. Yeah, I am looking. I'm not looking for like a forced. Yeah, that's what I say. I'm not looking for a forced testimonial here. Give some feedback about working with us. And if you can think of anything that we could do better, make sure you let me know. Yeah. And then, she's right. I usually will leave that in, but very rarely do they actually do that. They say, sorry, dude, I couldn't think of anything negative, right? So, you know, at the end of the day, it's really important to just say, hey, be transparent, you know, versus somebody going, I can only say my positive stuff. It's interesting to put them in the spot of like.
And I think that that's an important point, the be transparent thing, because one of the questions we got was, how do you reach out to somebody you haven't worked with in a while, that it's maybe been 6 months, a year, or even longer since you had a conversation with? And I think just being transparent about why you're reaching out is really the key to it. I've reached out to previous clients and said something like, you know, hey, it's been a while since we've been in touch. Right now, I would probably say something like, I hope you're staying safe and healthy. You know, normally I would say, I hope everything's awesome in your world. You know, customize this based on current events. But then I'll say something like, let them know why I'm asking.
Yeah.
So it might be, hey, I'm working on updating my website. And one of the pages I'm updating is where I give people some examples of what it's like working with me. And I was thinking back through, who have I really loved working with?
Yeah.
You came to mind because we got such great results for you.
Yeah.
Share the result and then say, I would so appreciate if you have 30 seconds to give me some quick feedback and help me get this updated, you know, that kind of thing.
Which, depending upon your relationship with the person, the other thing that you can do.
Little bit more fun with this. If you want to do an actual campaign to collect social proof and use an automated tool where you're reaching out and sending people a link, run it as a contest. Say, you know, everybody who sends me in feedback by date X, because you have to put some sort of deadline or urgency on it, or people won't take action. We all know on the other side of that, it's the thing that we're not really sure what we're going to say. So we kind of avoid it, or we don't have makeup on that day, or whatever the reason is. But give people a deadline and say, you know, everybody who submits feedback by date X, I'll be sending this gift to. Send them a virtual gift. Right. Or say, I'm going to enter everybody in a drawing to win a free session with me. Have a bigger gift. Right. But you can do something fun like that to get people really excited.
Good. If you're doing a campaign, that is a way to do it. Because campaigns are is a numbers game. You send it out to 20 people or you send it out to 100 people, depending upon your audience size.
Yep.
And the honest number, and this is just to be totally transparent, if you send it out to 20 people, you're going to get 4 or 5 back if you do a good job, okay? So because not everybody's going to, don't get your feelings hurt when everybody doesn't. People are busy, they forget. But adding urgency in there, like, hey, if you could by Thursday, that'd be great because I'm going to be putting these up on Friday and I need them by Thursday. That also is helpful. It's just like anything. Yep. Everything comes down to a clear call to action.
Yeah.
It's the same stuff. Getting into reciprocity, standing out. In my case, the pattern interrupt is not asking for a testimonial, but asking for
feedback,
you know, positive and negative. And then urgency, scarcity, right? Mm-hmm. Again, reciprocity, getting into giving them something, you know, and then also a call to action. Yeah. It's all the same stuff as anything. People think selling. Oh, go ahead.
Click. Matt McWilliams says hi.
Hey, double M. How you doing, buddy?
All right. Cool. So let's go through some more of these real quick here. And I know we're about at the top of the hour, so we've got a bunch to share really fast. Clients, customers, colleagues. Don't forget, you can ask colleagues for feedback and testimonials. They've worked with you in some context. They have an experience of you, right? Yeah. Friends, mentors, coaches, mastermind partners, Facebook groups, blog readers or fans, and list subscribers. If you have an email list, you can actually reach out and ask people, because you would be shocked, the people who have never actually hired you. I remember the first time I did this, I was amazed that I got feedback from people. People who had followed me, who had been reading my blog, following me on social media, learning things from me that I had never directly worked with, that gave me feedback and told me what a difference certain things I had shared with them had made.
Right.
And that they were able to succeed in certain areas because of what they had learned just from the free info I was putting out. I got some great testimonials from people who I wouldn't have known to even reach out to because I had never had a personal conversation with them.
Yep.
So sometimes we forget there's a lot of people watching you who probably have some positive feedback for you if you just give them the opportunity.
Yeah, verse.
Oh, so ask yourself, who has experienced me, my knowledge, or my product or service? There is a bigger list than you might think. Here's some more people you can ask. Family members. Family members could give you feedback of, you know, their experience of what your knowledge is or what you're motivated by or things like that. Past coworkers, employees. If you have been in a management position, ask the people who worked under you for feedback. Vendors, who do you work with regularly that has seen parts of your business? Acquaintances, prospects that you've had sessions with. I have some testimonials from people who all we ever did was a free session together and they got great ideas and inspiration from it and given me feedback. Networking groups, people who've invited you to speak at events, people who've asked you for advice. If you're giving out free advice, ask people for feedback at the end of that free advice.
That's actually how
get something out of your strategy session.
That's actually how you, if you're just starting out, how the best way is just do something for free that you get a bunch of people on, and then just every one of them, the price that they actually paid at the end of it, after you delivered valuable advice or content, is a testimonial. That works just as well as anything else, right? Because they don't have to talk about a specific product that you offer or a specific service. That all those things should work sort of globally for anything that you sell.
Absolutely. All right. You can get creative. Here's some more ideas. We're not going to go over all of these. We'll give you a second to grab a screenshot of it. And one strategy here that goes along with that is this bottom one. What's one piece that you could share? Do you have a PDF or a worksheet or a checklist or something in one of your paid programs, a video that you know is really good that your clients love? Share that with a few people who aren't clients yet in exchange for their feedback.
Yeah.
Have them send you some feedback on it that you can use as a testimonial for the program that it came out of. Also a great way to get new clients, by the way. When you share one piece like that and people are like, this was awesome. What's the rest of the program like? They want to know, and then you can have a conversation about it. So remember, part of reaching out and asking for testimonials is it's a great way to get more people into that client conversation with you. Going the wrong direction on my slides. There we go. Stats. I don't know that we need to go over
these. Anybody who needs the stats right now and doesn't get the fact that social proof is actually key to your business.
We want to invite you to join us for what we've put together called the 21-Day Proof Challenge.
I think we're almost maxed out, to be honest. So No, we are, right? The number of people that we want to
work. We're starting Monday. Yeah, no, we've hit the basic goal for it, but. Okay.
It is what I do, and there's a couple things I'm doing. Some of it's behind the scenes stuff. Let's be honest. Some of it's my personality and that kind of thing. But like, from a functional standpoint, stuff that anybody could be doing. One of the single biggest things is actually understanding the value and the mechanics of social proof. Period. Of testimonials and case studies. And there's a difference. And we didn't dive into that. There's testimonials. Okay. There's case studies. Okay. Case study is a deep dive and showing exactly how the person did stuff. We're mostly talking about testimonials right now. Yep. There's endorsements. That's like getting a celebrity to say your thing's awesome. And that's just you paid for it. And they say, hey, use this thing, but they're not really talking about their experience with it. So those are sort of the three types, but all of them, agencies pay millions and millions of dollars to procure different types of social proof, which is the way that I actually learned it. And when I got into the online marketing space, I realized, okay, this is the thing that I need to focus on, which is like, how in the heck do we get the most out of like working with these people working with us? And so it is actually capturing social proof is the main thing. Good social proof is the main thing that drives all the sales that we get for people. So Michelle could sit there and show you the stats all freaking day. Nobody else actually has a program that shows people how to collect social proof specifically. That one of the single, there's three things that I know of that are the keys to actually making a business go. Number one is social proof. Okay. Number two is your offers. Okay. That's a second thing. And then a lot of people teach messaging. They teach how to write subject lines, how to write sales copy. It's important.
It's important. So, yeah.
There's plenty of places where I can send you to do that. Yes. But in terms of showing you how to do offers, some people show how to do that, but not enough. Really understand that that's a key thing. Yeah. And the one thing that I know is just as important as any of those things, as either of those other two things, is this social proof. If you're not doing this right in your business, you're wondering, why isn't my business going? You're probably doing everything else right, and this is the one thing that you're not doing. Yeah. So the way that we put together the program, what are you on, like the explainer page?
The page that explains it.
Okay, the way that we put together this program, and when I say we, I mean Michelle, put it together is literally what's a 21-day process of bite-sized steps that people can take. Yeah. It's the only program like this or challenge like this on the market, right? Nobody else does it because they don't actually know how to do it. Some people sell tools that collect social proof, but even those tools are not doing some of the things that a tool that should be collecting.
About, yeah.
Yeah, that's a cool tool that should be collecting social proof actually does. And so there's no risk in all that because it's just basic common human decency to not take people's money if they're not happy. But like at the end of the day, this is the game changer for your business. That's it. Okay. And this is the only thing I'm focusing on for the next few years, to be honest with you, in terms of coaching program type stuff where we actually do stuff with people, because I see it as the single biggest hole in everybody's business. And I know it's the one thing people are like, gosh, you're amazing. And one thing is I do pick people that I can tell are going to win, because that's a talent of mine, is knowing people's talents and potential. But in terms of a mechanical thing that anybody can add to their business that they can actually add, and it's not something that you're not going to be able to do, that you will actually be able to do, if you only focused on this for the next year, I can almost promise you that your business would at least 50%, maybe even double, increase, because this is the one thing that you're missing, because it's the effect that it has on almost everybody's business.
Yes, and you have to do less direct selling yourself when you have these pieces in place.
Right. Yep,
because people who've given you a testimonial, you've got them thinking about why they worked with you, what was great about it, and it's a natural next step that they're going to go and think, oh, you know, actually, I need to tell these other people about you. So you end up generating referrals from this as well, just by getting those testimonials.
Exactly what happens to me.
Yeah,
it's the way I get the testimony where I say, hey, would you give me some feedback? Mm-hmm. That they always tell me that. Like, I'll tell you, the guy that told me that was Jack Canfield, he hardly gives anybody a testimonial of Chicken Soup for the Soul, right? We worked with him. He was like, I've never had anybody come in and just know how to do all this stuff like this and then not ask me for a testimonial, which I usually say, no, I don't give testimonials. Tony Robbins is another one. How many testimonials have you seen from Tony Robbins? Four is the answer. That's the number that are out there. The reason is because I know that if I say, hey, would you give me some feedback about what I'm doing? They go, oh, he's not trying to get me to give him just a one-sided fake kind of a thing. So, but my point is, that's just one tactic there, or one concept or strategy that we teach in this program. And there isn't another one like it on that I know of, kind of on Earth. So anyway, that's it.
Well, I guess the quick version. Some of you I know who are watching are already in the challenge, so thank you for joining us. We're excited to have you in there, and I know people already are getting amazing results just from the first foundation week, where we've gone over how do you reach out, ask for referrals, how do you set up a referral reward, what do you do for that? No tech. We are keeping this really simple.
I'm pretty much dedicating my life to this because this is the one thing that nobody teaches that I know everybody needs, and it's the one thing everybody's missing, right? Yeah. So Proof Simple is a simplified version of Proof Factory, which was like just me making something for Michelle because she's a chicken to ask for social proof, and she has helped so many people. So that's something that you're also going to get as you'll be part of the beta group for that too. I'm excited about it too.
There's a video on the page. If you click the link and scroll about halfway down, we've got a video in here where you can see kind of there's also a freebie on the page, a preview of that new version that Marge just mentioned. So you can check that out.
Did you make a video of it? Like clicking through and stuff?
Yes.
It's not done yet. I hope you didn't show me any of the stuff that's not.
I showed you all the behind the scenes.
No, I'm not worried.
I showed them the pieces I was excited about.
All right. Okay.
All right. Well, that's it. We wanted to hop on today live this weekend and just share some things that'll help you to really, in this kind of weird space, keep your business going, keep it growing by using social proof and getting people excited to not just tell you why they worked with you and what they got out of it, but refer people into your business so that things keep moving along and your business keeps growing regardless of what's going on in the world.
Yeah,
so
absolutely.
That's it. Thank you for jumping on either live or catching the replay of this. We will hang out in the comments and be here to...